Brevity or deception? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Teamsters Union President James Hoffa is getting heat for his warm-up speech yesterday in Detroit. Here's one version I heard. Listen closely.
President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. Let's take these son of a bitches out and give America back to America where we belong.
That's the cut I heard, calling for an army to take out the SOBs. Except the cut was edited. The original is three times as long. Listen to it.
President Obama, this is your army. We are ready to march. And President Obama, we want one thing. Jobs, 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 jobs. That's what we're going to tell him. He's going to be, and when he sees what we're doing here, he will be inspired. But he needs help. And you know what? Everybody here has got to vote. If we go back and we keep the eye on the prize, let's take these son of a bitches out and give America back to America where we belong.
Okay, now he's long-winded, for sure. But Politico and Fox and others deliberately cut out this part.
Jobs! Jobs! Jobs!
Which indicates these are people who above all want to work, and they cut this part.
And you know what? Everybody here has got to vote.
Which makes it clear that this is an army of voters. Sometimes editing is deception masquerading as brevity. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.